We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that's it.
Now, KYW News time, 10 o'clock.
All news and all that matters to you.
KYW News Radio. 1060.
A radio.com station.
New restrictions at the airport leads to the city evicting the homeless people who had been staying in one of the terminals. I'm Tim Jimenez at Philly International.
Delaware passes its Memorial Day weekend test on the boardwalk and beaches. I'm Andrew Kramer.
Governor Murphy says there will be repercussions against places like gyms and churches in New Jersey that open in defiance of his shutdown order. It's cloudy now in Center City, up to 61 degrees, warming up to 82 today. Good morning, I'm Brandon Brooks. Our top story at 10:01.
The coronavirus pandemic, what you need to know from KYW News Radio.
Well, the city today is relocating a group of homeless people who had been sleeping at the airport during the pandemic. KYW's Tim Jimenez has a story from Philly International where the process started this morning.
City Managing Director Brian Abernathy says 51 people were staying here at Terminal A East overnight. The peak was about 150. And outreach teams are going to get them the help they need after they're screened for coronavirus, which advocates have been pushing for.
Before they're housed, we'll be tested. That test will come back, and then an appropriate housing option will be provided.
They're being moved out because of a rule now being enforced here at the airport. Only travelers and people who work here are allowed inside any of the terminals.
The airlines wanted to make sure that they could operate this month, and the airport has been gracious. They've been cooperative, they've been understanding.
In a statement, airport officials say they tried to help those who needed a place to stay, but there was, quote, a destruction of property and deterioration of safety. The airport had been directing homeless people to this terminal because it's closed since it's typically used for international travel. At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.
Threats of consequences for opening up too early. That story coming up after traffic and weather on the twos at 10:02, and we head back to Sam Clover. Sam?
And Brandon, we still have big problems in Cinnamons in New Jersey. It's been about an hour now with the closure of southbound Route 130. Detour between Highland Avenue and Church Road. Very serious accident and now an investigation. North 130 still gets by. Now, Franklin Township, the problem from the overnight is still with us. The Delcy Drive, Route 47, closed between Clayton and Franklinville, right at Little Mill Road. That's where the accident happened. Down pole wires, still working on it. 55 is very close by. That's going to be your alternate to get around it. Everything else on the Jersey side looking in good shape. Oh, good news on all the Delaware River bridges. They were posting a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit because of the thick fog. Now speeds are back to normal as the fog is pretty much out of the way. Looking good on the PA side. We're south of 95 coming in from the northeast. Not too bad traveling towards Center City. Looking good on the Schuylkill Expressway for that matter. We now have an accident in Conshohocken on Elm Street at Fayette. Just off the Fayette Street Bridge, police on the scene directing around it. In the far northeast, word of a problem with a lights on flash at Ryan on the Boulevard right in front of Barbera, so be careful there, especially in the outside lanes. Beyond that, looking all right. Continue on the Boulevard to the Schuylkill Expressway. Things in fairly good shape. As for mass transit, what's running is on a close to schedule. In the KYW 24-hour traffic center, I'm Sam Clover.
Thanks, Sam. And the five-day forecast now as we check back with NBC 10 First Alert meteorologist Bill Henley. It's sponsored by Hutchinson Plumbing, Heating, Cooling. Pretty nice day for the rest of it, Huntville. Yeah, no, it's moving up nicely, warming up to 64 now. The skies are brightening up. The clouds are finally thinning out, and the fog is quickly disappearing. We should warm up to around 70 degrees by lunchtime and then into the low 80s this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Real turnaround after the fog and clouds this morning. Clouds are back tonight, and we'll see a mostly cloudy day on Wednesday after some morning fog and mist. There will be some breaks of sunshine. Not quite as warm as today, 78 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Increasing humidity, you'll feel it Wednesday night, and that will likely fuel some showers on Thursday. 66 in the morning, 79 degrees in the afternoon. Those first of the showers will arrive during the morning hours. Then Friday showers and thunderstorms are possible. It comes with a warmer and muggier day. 70 the morning low temperature, up to 86 in the afternoon with southwesterly winds pushing out the warm air and the humidity into the area on Friday. Then a cold front comes through that could touch off the thunderstorms late Friday and into Saturday. But later Saturday, the cooler, drier, more comfortable air will start moving in. Saturday afternoon, a high of 82. Brandon?
All right, thanks, Bill. It's 10:05. If you were in Rehoboth Beach over the weekend, well, officials say you did a nice job following guidelines. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports. That's a good sign, as officials see it, as Delaware gets closer to easing more restrictions.
Masks are required on the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach. The town's mayor, Paul Coons, tells NBC 10 pretty much everyone followed that rule. You don't have to wear one on the beach, but Coons says people did anyway.
There were people sunbathing as well as swimming, and as much as possible, they were social distancing and wearing masks on the beach.
Governor John Carney noticed the same thing during his Memorial Day visit to Rehoboth Beach. He says he was really impressed by what he saw, which keeps Delaware on the right track.
I'm really happy to report that we will continue to roll forward and protect the health of Delawareans. We will continue to reopen different sectors of our business community. We will do it in a way that's safe.
Phase one of his reopening plan is set to begin June 1st. That includes bars and restaurants opening at 30% capacity. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.
In New Jersey, meanwhile, Governor Murphy threatens there will be fallout for places like churches and gyms that opened in defiance of his orders. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Governor Murphy was asked on CNN about the Solid Rock Baptist Church in Berlin, which held Sunday services in violation of his order limiting indoor gatherings to 10 people.
There'll be repercussions in any case where someone willfully violates our executive orders, but putting the specifics of that aside, yet I want to get churches going as well.
Murphy said decisions on reopening will be based on the facts, and he says New Jersey is not there yet when it comes to sufficiently controlling the spread of COVID-19. He mentioned the case of the Attila's Gym in Belmar, which reopened in defiance of the state's executive order before being shut down by a judge on Friday. Four South Jersey churches have sued the state in federal court, claiming their right to freedom of religion is being violated by the shutdown order. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
Well, these people weren't social distancing. Police go to an empty lot in Brewery Town to break up a fight last night. They found a huge crowd there. They say about 200 to 250 people in that lot at Taney and Cecil B. Moore just before 9 p.m. They had a DJ there, too. No injuries reported. Police cleared out the crowd, and they say by 10 p.m. there are only about 40 people there. Well, today's the deadline to request a mail-in ballot for Pennsylvania's primary election. The state now lets anyone vote by mail for any reason, but to do it, you have to request a ballot by 5 p.m. today, and you need to mail it back in a hurry. It has to be received by your county election office by next Tuesday, June 2nd. Postmarks don't count. You can request a ballot by going to votespa.com, or you can call 1-877-VOTES-PA. A Memorial Day tradition in New Jersey had a new look and new meaning this year because of coronavirus. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
For Jack Willard and his crew on the battleship New Jersey, their Memorial Day ceremony is usually a time when dozens of people come aboard their ship in Camden and pay respects to the country's men and women who died at war.
More so than ever now, we have remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Because of social distancing, only a few people could board the ship for this year's ceremony. But they were able to stream their service online with a message and a commemoration Willard says is for a much larger group than who they usually honor.
Memorial Day was something that was created to remember those that died in battle or died and defense of our nation. And I think this year it has added value and added meaning for those that protect us from our invisible enemy, the coronavirus.
Willard adds this year's ceremony is also their way of reminding people to support them online until they can reopen their doors for the public. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.
We saw that nasty accident in Cinnamons, and Sam will update the traffic repercussions of that coming up next. It's 10:09.
Stay healthy. Stay connected. KYW News Radio.